From newstalkzb.co.nz.
First for breaking news. Refresh, refuel, relax. You're in Andrew Dickens Sunday Cafe on Newstalk ZB.
Newstalk ZB, Andrew Dickens Sunday Cafe, and Megan Singleton's world tour continues, and we catch up with her now. Hello, Megan.
Hi, Andrew.
Yes, I mean, a few people have sent me texts saying this is driving us insane. They say it's like watching those food shows where everyone's eating and you're not, and you're travelling and they're not. But I get the reason we're phoning you on this world tour of America is really just to inspire people to perhaps, you know, do the same, eh?
Well, look, that's right. And to be honest, it's actually not that expensive. I know I'm travelling with my parents. I don't know if we even discussed that right at the beginning.
No.
But, you know, you put a little bit of money aside, you save up, you split the bills, you rent a car together. You know, we've got a couple of rooms in hotels. You can often get a good rate for a second room if you say, hey, I want to book two rooms, I want to book three rooms. And it ends up, because, of course, in the US, you get charged per room.
Mm.
Like that hotel I stayed at in Hawaii was $159 a night. So, you know, it actually doesn't have to be that expensive to do this kind of trip. So that would be my advice to people who are sort of thinking about it and thinking, oh, she must have pots of money or she's getting it all comped. And part of it is, but part of it isn't. And so, you know, it all works out in the end.
Exactly. So where are we now?
So now we're in New Orleans.
Oh, great.
So we've travelled down from Nashville to Memphis, and now we're in New Orleans for 4 days having the big family reunion because my brother and his wife and their daughter live in the Cayman Islands. So they've flown up, and we've brought mum and dad down, and so we're having the big lampoon vacation here in the New Orleans city of jazz and blues.
Of course, which was affected by the hurricane, as we all know, but is on the rise again. So how is the French Quarter? How is Bourbon Street? How is Canal Street? How is it? How's New Orleans?
Well, actually, it's looking great. It's coming up to 8 years since Katrina. Now, I was here 5 years ago, and it was still, you know, there weren't a lot of the buskers and stuff. A lot of people had left town. They'd lost their homes. A lot of the shops, the French Market was temporary at that time. If people know New Orleans, they'll know now it's in a beautiful permanent building, although they pack up and depart at the end of each day. So the French Market is really fun in the French Quarter. We're staying at the Harrods Hotel. And we escaped. We've got a dramatic story of escape that the Harrods rescued us from a nasty house that we'd booked online, and that would be one of the pitfalls of doing all your own booking is you read all these reviews and you hope that they're honest and true, but actually when we got to this particular house, we decided that the reviews must surely have been bogus, and unbeknownst to us, we'd actually booked the house in the lower ninth ward. Now, if you remember Katrina, that's exactly the Katrina neighbourhood that was destroyed, so there's still properties around this house that we had booked that still had the X's painted on the doors and stuff. So we thought, you know, three generations of family fun. I don't think this is really for us. So we sped off and
went to Harrods.
Casino, which my brother was delighted about, I just have to tell you. So anyway, they put us a deal together for three rooms as well. So it goes back to my tip that it's not that expensive necessarily.
Well, there we go. This is why we listen to you and why we read blogger@large.com so you can make the mistakes and so that we don't have to make them in the future. Now, I understand you did a cooking class.
I did. The New Orleans School of Cooking, and that's in the French Quarter, and different days of the week they will do different menus, and so the day I went, they were cooking gumbo as a starter, jambalaya as the main, and then they made pecans, which is with like toffee brittle, or cookies they call it, but it's really like a fudge, it's a fudge. It was more of a demonstration kitchen, so there would have been about probably 30 people sitting around tables watching the very, very funny chef, and I've got a picture of him and me together because he must be about 7'11" and I'm 5'2" standing beside him. And he cooked up everything and gave us the recipes and then we got to eat it all. So at the end, that was about $25 a head and I thought that was a really great deal because we had 2 hours of his time in the afternoon. We learnt some recipes, we ate lunch and we get to buy anything you want to buy as far as his seasonings and things like that.
And it's a good thing to do rather than just tramping around a city going from church to museum to church to square and getting sore feet and not really having an experience that you remember forever. If you do something in a city, you get to remember the city even better.
Exactly. I also did a kayaking tour with that exact point in mind. But you do a lot of walking, and the New Orleans streets are quite higgledy-piggledy, so don't wear your high heels, Andrew, I'm just going to say. So we went out and did a kayak tour up in the St. John Bayou. Now, this is a nice area. I was hoping to see, you know, alligators and things, but they don't live up here. But turtles do, and lots of bird life, beautiful homes. This particular company is hoping to bring on some swamp kayaking tours, and that's where you'd really see the beasties, and I'd love to do that. But no, so there's lots of other things to do around New Orleans apart from the music. But if you really are here for the music, which is what we are here for, Bourbon Street has a lot of bars, of course, live music there, but you head right to the end of Bourbon Street and you go down Frenchman, and that's where the locals go, which is actually now crawling with people like me and you because everyone knows that's where the locals go. But it's just bar after bar of fantastic music, and the guy I caught that I really, really wanted to see was probably the oldest guy that's playing out here at the moment, Alice Marsalis, and he is the father of Branford Marsalis and Winton and Jason, and they're all huge musicians in their own right. They play with Sting and others. So we saw him on the piano, and that absolutely made my day.
Wow. Okay, we're jealous. And, of course, if you want to see details about what Megan has done, and if you're planning a trip to New Orleans, you go to her website, bloggeratlarge.com. Well, I'll let you get back to your family. I'll let you get back to the casino.
Thank you very much. 14 Red. We'll talk to you soon.